This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
The Galway player is on the phone with us. Let's give him a big round of applause. I will give him a round of applause on my own then. Galway player, hi, how are you?
Great, how are you, Chris?
I can't complain, man. All is good. I noticed, if you don't mind me saying, like, I know every man needs an off night. The last few times when we've called you, you've always clearly been in a very busy, kind of bustling environment. Are you having an off night tonight? You're just relaxing? You're just decompressing?
I have a busy weekend ahead, so yeah, I'm just getting organised for that now. I have a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, anything exciting? Anything you can tell us about?
A couple of cool events. I'm speaking at an Irish bloggers event down in Cork on Saturday. And going to a very cool event with Retrofame. She's one of the top bloggers in the country, and she asked me to go along. You know, she wants to feel comfortable with another top blogger.
Of course.
Glenlow in Galway on Sunday. Beautiful hotel there. There'll be a lot of sexy bloggers there. It's going to be a fun day. So, you know, it's nice to share for us at the top to be able to pass on the advice, like I do here on the show.
Sure.
I know, with other bloggers.
I know exactly what's going to happen.
He's going to ride a load of them.
He
is, exactly.
And then they're all going to hate him.
Yeah, exactly.
And then write shit about him in their blogs. So,
do you not worry about that? That maybe perhaps if you were to have a romantic tryst with some of these ladies, that then they would bash you if you didn't call them, or if you kind of, you know, didn't go out with them anymore?
Well, I'm so influential in the circles that they know, like, they're just happy to have the experience, you know.
Yes.
Better to have loved and lost than never loved at all.
No, I hear.
Right, okay,
well,
look, yeah.
You really are living the life. I mean, I see you going to all these events and having a lot of fun. It does sound like
lonely, though.
No, he's going with all these women, you know. I'm sure it's great fun.
Fantastic. And the amount of women that I meet at these things, and I have to say, like, the amount of sex I get through these events, and a lot of it has to be said to be down to ye. From bringing me on the radio a few years ago, my profile exploded. So I want to thank ye for all the casual sex.
Happy to help, Galway player. Kira, you're partially responsible for this, whether you like it or not.
Chris,
whether you like it or not.
I don't want to talk about it.
Ah, well, look, you created a monster. Galway player is your Frankenstein, Kira. Do you know what I mean? But look, Galway player, you are much more handsome than Frankenstein. You are a player. In fact, you are in the words of many, mine included, you are Ireland's top male dating expert. I would even go so far as to say that you are Ireland's top dating expert. Now, your website is galwayplayer.com. Your Twitter is @galwayplayer. And, of course, you are also doing it all because you have a published book. You are a published author. You have the book Shift and Drift, The Galway Player's Guide to Dating, which is a wonderful guide to the dating scene in Ireland. Now, Galway Player, you come on every week. You always have advice for us. If you don't mind me saying, Galway Player, I think it's very funny, actually, that we get to chat to you again after, of course, what went down on Saturday, was it? Because last week you came on, you did a very, very funny yet insightful thing with us about the different Rugby World Cup teams and how they equate with men.
Look at Japan.
But I believe you said Japan is kind of like the guy that, you know, usually never scores out on a night out, but when he does, everyone is delighted for him. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, unbelievable scenes.
You were bang on, though, is what I'm saying.
You were right.
You were bang on.
And
it's not often that I would say that.
But, Galway player, you were bang on, so I just want to say that lest anyone think he's bullshitting.
Like, he went out the next night, then he didn't score. Do you know what I mean?
Japan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. And they're all going to talk about the time he scored for 20 years, 30 years. Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, look, Galway player, what are we going to learn about from you this week?
Okay, actually this week, I think there's really one thing that I have in common with Ciara King from my knowledge of the girl over the last year. And we're both big fans of the Ross O'Carroll Kelly books.
Yes.
Okay. Sure. God, I was holding my breath there. I was like, oh, what on earth is he going to say? Because I have nothing in common with you.
So
I've
been reading the new book this week, Seedless in Seattle, and it's a terrific read. But, you know, one facet, there's so many similarities between myself and the great man. But one thing, thank God, touch wood, I have never fathered a child that I know of.
Right.
Okay.
But a lot of this current book is about parenting. And I got thinking about parenting and how you could bring that into relationships.
Okay,
and in fact,
this is really weird. We're having a really weird night of talking about parenting and being
it's
with
interesting.
People who have kids.
It's
so
interesting.
There's obviously some sort of theme going on tonight.
There's some type of maternal, I guess, kind of dust in the air.
Oh my God,
do you know
I hope
what I mean?
I'm not pregnant.
Hey, you could be, girlfriend.
Okay.
You never know. Go ahead, player. I take it you've had a few pregnancy scares in your time, though, have you?
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Oh
my God.
Oh,
yeah.
It's horrible.
Don't go there.
What are we going to... What exactly? What facets? So you're applying...
No, I just can't wait for the day where pregnancy scares turn into good news for you boys. You know?
Oh, stop it.
I've been listening to this for too long between the two of you.
Good news. None of them have followed.
But that's like saying earthquake is going to be good news.
Okay, look.
A natural disaster is never going to be good news.
Goy player, continue.
Tsunami's never going to be good
Chris.
News. All right. Goy player. So how do we apply parenting techniques to dating? That sounds very odd, but how do we apply them?
Okay, well, I've been doing a bit of research of different types of techniques, different ways to deal with your kids. Now, obviously, we all know, and through research and through the years, anecdotal evidence, we know that on the whole, men are the more rational of the sexes, okay? We have proof from that, before Ciara interjects there, from the likes of the way, you know, fangirls behave, from the Beatles and the Stones to Bieber and One Direction. Girls react in an incredibly irrational way. And they say, that's scientific fact. Fellas have the same passion and love for football, but you don't see fans fainting in the Bernabeu.
Fellas have the same passion and love for the likes of Georgia Salpa and all those hot models
Don't be giving me that. No, not fainting, at concerts or, going on Twitter in the same way. It's completely different. And the other, there's thousands, any amount of examples, but the other example I give of male rationality over women, in terms of radio in particular, I suppose, it's when a man and a woman go on and win a competition. So a girl wins it, she goes, great, lose her shit on the radio, great radio, play it again for weeks after. Fella, you just won €1 million on your own island. Oh, great. Cheers.
Grind you. Thanks. Yeah.
Maybe that's just because you're not emotionally connected to yourselves.
No, we're not.
You're dead inside.
Well, there's that too.
So, basically, what I'm saying, in most cases, now in some cases, the sensible one in the relationship will be the woman, and she has to take on the role of the parents. But they are the relationships I've identified before where they should probably be sterilizing. They shouldn't be allowed to breathe. There's a lot of these kind of couples. But anyway, so I'm going to get into five or six different bits of parenting advice, solid psychological parenting advice that I have seen, and how if you use this in your relationship, it will make things a lot better and you'll be a happier couple.
Okay, fair enough. Sounds good.
I just don't understand. Now, how does it sound good that Goy player is giving parenting advice when he can't look after himself?
I don't know. I mean, I'm willing to see where this goes.
Just go straight with the Goy player and go for the first one.
Looking after myself pretty well. But the first thing is to provide labelled praise, okay? So when a kid does something well, you should say in a specific way, well done for putting the plates away, or well done for cleaning your bedroom this morning. A specific, instead of saying, you're a great boy. The same in a relationship. It's wasted if it's a generality. So studies show that, you know, the behaviour that gets attention gets repeated. So if you keep telling her she's brilliant at blowjobs, she's great in the sack, then she will continue to do this and try and impress you and try and get your praise.
Okay, I mean, fair enough. I know what you mean. They do even say, though, Ciara, I'm sure you'll agree,
it's
in management contexts.
But anyway.
Yeah, like in management contexts and everything, like when you get specific feedback on something, you'll repeat it and you'll repeat that behaviour. That's a fair point, Goy player.
Okay.
No one can argue with that.
And another one is ignore minor misbehaviour. So if a child does something small and just irritating, you ignore it. So it's the same as like hair clips all over the place, fake tan on your bed sheets, you know, saying that she doesn't want any chips and then she eats all yours. These small things, just let them go. Don't let it build up. Just respond positively to the good things, but just let these little things slide and she'll be happier. And then, you know, you're doing your job as a boyfriend better and it's going to be a better relationship, okay?
That's fair too. I mean, you do let the little things slide when it comes
to... hair clips all over the place.
I know, imagine the audacity. To be fair, though, women leave hair clips everywhere.
They are ridiculous.
It's unbelievable.
It is, like, every time I go to clean this room, is the amount of hair clips.
I can't believe that tiny little hair clips piss lads off.
It's not that they piss us off, it's just they are kind of annoying clutter.
They appear from nowhere.
They're clutter! You barely see them, lads.
Ah, but they're irritating, and you step on them and...
There's loads on my desk there. Like, it is. I don't understand where they all come out of. Like, does every woman get a lifetime supply of them and just be handed them, you know, when she's...
I think when they turn 18 and, like, they're talking about, you know, like, going to be womanhood and all that, they do get, like, a lot of those.
Like, it's like when they're shedding hair and they're shedding these hair clips all over the place. Wow.
Exactly. No, I hear you.
No, lads, you know so much.
I think they're composed of hair clips. What's point number three?
Point number three is become a student of female psychology. Not getting too in-depth into it, but basically what I'd recommend lads do is, you know, because obviously we all know women are rational, crazy creatures. So look at things like Her.ie, Stellar, Cosmo. You know, watch the Kardashians every now and again. Not for too long, Made in Chelsea, X Factor. These kind of things. To try and understand where women are coming from. Because, you know, like sometimes you'll be looking at them and go, what the hell? But if you try and put yourself in their shoes, much like when you do with kids, you know, they're going through different phases in life. They want to impress their friends. You know, I heard a story at the weekend about a child that said something awful silly, but the parent reacted in a brilliant way because she understood the situation he was in. And, you know, this is what you have to do. You have to try and put yourself in the child or your girlfriend's shoes. Now, not literally. The fellas out there are going to think, oh, yeah, Guy Player said it's okay to put on high heels.
That's what
not cool,
he said.
That's not That's cool, not okay?
But, Guy Player, you are saying that sometimes in order to perhaps best interact with the human, you do need to walk a mile in their shoes. You do need to see it from their perspective.
Give women's crazy behaviour its context, I suppose. Is what
sure.
I'm saying,
well,
know?
I hear you.
Yeah.
I think you phrased it better the first time. It was much nicer of you. But yeah, I hear you. All right. What is another point? This is actually surprisingly relevant stuff. Go ahead.
Timeouts, okay? They are one of the most effective tools for parenting.
You're giving a woman a timeout, do you?
Now, we call it, you have to put a different name on it. So I call it no service, you know, you're out of service, out of coverage, whatever.
Okay.
So it's just for positive reinforcement. Like, women, like, Kira's going to get mad here, but like, I know, women cannot really multitask. So if they're arguing and trying to assimilate a point, it's not going to sink in. So if, you know, you have an argument, say, listen, no service, sit there for a minute, thinks about it, realises that you're right or that she's made a mistake, and then she's more prepared. No, this is science. This has been going since the 70s and is one of the best.
It sounds to me like mind games.
The 70s, the decade of enlightenment when it came to how to treat women.
Wow.
Sorry, go ahead, Guy Player. Yes.
So if it's poor, it just allows women or children time to process the situation, to calm down and deal with things in a more rational way. Because we've often seen people fly off the handle and then regret it afterwards.
And this is the same. The same can be said for men as well, by the way.
Absolutely. This is what I'm saying. There's a few lads out there that let the rest of us down, give the rest of us a bad name.
There's a lot of you, in fairness.
Do you know what I like as well? Do you know what I genuinely really like about the subtext of what's going on here? Have you noticed the category women and children is the same thing
Stop
to the
it.
Galway player?
I was thinking about this, and here's what I thought. I thought the Galway player was going to describe a man and a child.
No,
I thought
it's women
that's
and
example,
children. No,
but he's
no.
been using women.
Women are kind of interchangeable with children, if you understand.
This is my experience. I'm watching the lads and listening to what's going on. I work with a lot of women. They're crazy creatures. So I'm just observing and taking from
Okay,
my
well, here's my point. Like, has it not always been said that women, first of all, mature quicker than men? Secondly, men don't ever really grow up. Chris, you've admitted that yourself.
Yeah,
Guy,
sure.
Per, you've admitted
yeah,
that yourself
absolutely.
As well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah.
maybe
sure.
you should turn it over and be using these things that, you know, parents use for children, and maybe women should be using it on men. But no, here's the thing. I completely don't agree with that, because I would hate to treat a man like a child.
Yeah, no, women hate that. It's such a turn off for them. You want
know?
A man who's like in charge.
No,
stuff.
No, it's not even that. It's about, no.
Oh, yeah,
my
I know
God.
Women.
The TV aren't them. Listening to me. It's because you want to respect the male that's
there
in your
you
life.
Go. That's what I mean, yeah. And you can't respect him if he's acting like a baby. No, I get you.
Exactly.
Guy Player, have one more point for us before you go.
No.
What?
Guy Player, you hear what I'm saying? It's about respect, mutual respect. It goes both ways. The mind games that you were suggesting, yes, I understand an awful lot of the conditioning that you're talking about, and people do certain things, like little white lies and all that sort of stuff to try and keep their relationship afloat, you know? And there is strategies that people do have to put into place. But I don't think comparing children, you know, how parents look after their children and how people should be in a relationship, I don't think that's exactly the same thing.
Well, I just think that there is a lot of research out there for...
Research?
Helping,
you always say about the research.
Parents. Yes, I am.
What about actually putting that into practice, you know?
This is what I'm trying to do and help people around the country. Thousands of people are tuning into the radio station every Thursday night to hang on my words.
That's
and
true.
To improve their own lives.
That is
We're
true.
We're trying to educate the nation here. Kira, it may not work.
Kira, no, Kira, stop. No, no, ah, here. Right, Kira's taking her headphones off. I don't think she's going to leave, but she has taken her headphones off. She's just shaking her head.
That's terrible. Actually, number five there might be a.
It's quite childish of her in a way, isn't it?
To
do that. Yeah, it is.
Guy
Player, what is the last point before you go?
I'll give two very quick ones. So the first one is focus on the prevention of misbehaviour. So just paying attention to your child, maybe when they're about to get hungry or they're tired. You know, it can prevent breakdowns. So keeping a track of, say, the time of the month that it is, shall we say, so you can be more, you know, in tune with what's going on, or maybe avoid her for a few days or something like that. So just knowing what's going on in her life can help you deal with her better.
No, I get you. You know, Kira's back with
me. No, the start of that, right, the start of that, I was like, okay, that's a good point, because I think that men should know when that time of the month is. Because I think it's for better,
very
it's better
caring
for everybody involved, you know?
Sure.
And then, of course, the guy player had to follow it up with, you know, just so he can avoid her for a couple of days.
Yeah, well, you know, minimise the or the chance of conflict, I guess.
Yep.
What else, guy player? I know you have
the
to go.
The last one is very important, but it's to take care of yourself. Being a boyfriend, like being a parent, is stressful, okay?
Yeah sure.
So, and
it
women
doesn't
like
have
women
to be.
Like children can do
women like
see this.
Do you know what's stressful? This is stressful. Listening to this
lads,
is stressful.
Lads, I'm just going to say, sometimes, lads, turn off the phone, crack open a can of Heineken, and just watch a match on your own. Bit of time to yourself. She'll thank you for it. Everyone is going to be happier in the long run. Just, you know, you have to look after yourself, then you can look after others.
No, that's fair enough. I mean, that is fair enough.
You should have started with that point. And ended at that point.
Well, look, Guy Player. Guy Player is a pleasure as always. I mean, we always learn something. I love it when you come on, when you chat with us.
No.
What?
I'm going to let it go now, Chris. I know.
Did we not learn anything? Let
it go. No. Okay, you talked about the Ross and Carl Kelly books, Guy Player, okay?
Yeah.
Yep.
And you compare yourself to Ross and Carl Kelly. That character has not changed in over 13 years. And every single time I read those books, I get disappointed because I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for that time where he turns around and he is a decent human being. Because guess what? The thing about Ross and Carl Kelly is there's a decent human being in there.
Do you think
and
it should
he
be
chooses to do the opposite. So you need to think about that Guy Player.
Yeah, Guy Player. All right.
Okay,
cool. Well, look, Guy Player, your Twitter is @GuyPlayer, your website, GuyPlayer.com. Your book is Shift and Drift, The Guy Player's Guide to Dating. As always, thank you so much for coming on, Guy Player.
Pleasure,
thank
as always.
Thank you so much for coming on,
Kira,
Guy Player.
I really respect the Guy Player. I really respect the academic discourse that we have with him.
Was it all the research now that you respected, was it?
It was, yeah.
Oh, Chris,
it was
I'm
the
sorry.
Academic research
sorry,
and the discourse.
Chris, and I feel on edge. I feel edgy.
Oh, do
every
you?
Week, Kira, women are thanking me for coming
women
on.
Are thanking women are thanking
all right, lads, look, the Perry, stop, okay? Guy Player, I appreciate it so much. I really do. Thank you. I do, though, Kira. I look up to the Guy Player.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.